The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering for this week. My name is Praise Forwear. You know, this is your numero uno family life podcast all over the globe. Thank you very much for all your comments, for all your feed forward about the series we're running. Don't worry, a lot of you are asking, when are you going to do Common Mistakes Married Women Make? You can be sure we are going to get into that, because a lot of married women also make certain mistakes. Now, we go to the mistake number 7. So far, we've done about 6 of them. Today is number 7. And I found this consistently with a lot of married men, which is finding solace in pornography and other addiction. Now, a lot of people have made statements like, something must kill a man. That's true, but you do not want things that you're not proud of to be what will kill you. I mean, what kind of death will it be if booze is what kills you and you've gone to the club and you have drank yourself to stupor and you die that way? I mean, would it be something your children are gonna be proud of? So a lot of us are addicted to one thing or the other. In my life, I have been an addict of one thing or the other in times past, and I know what it means to be addicted to certain, you know, habits that you are not proud of, and I know what it is to struggle and to break free. So I'm not talking to you as someone who is perfect or who was born perfect. I am saying to you, talking to you as a 7-star general with a lot of scars, but I have learned how to bounce out of what is the meaning that does not speak to the significance version of me. Now, an addiction has been defined as an uncontrollable compulsive appetite for activities that keep reoccurring. Your addiction can be soft porn, it can be voyeurism, sometimes it's phone sex, it's masturbation, it can be hardcore porn, it can be drugs, fetishism, it can even be anger. It can be nudes, taking nudes and sniffing nudes, and it can be sexual perversion. Now, there are 2 drivers of our behavior as human beings: pleasure and pain. You need to understand that for every addiction that you're going through, there is a pleasure you're trying to derive and there is a pain you are trying to run away from. Now, nobody was born with any form of addiction. Every behavior is a learned behavior. So, oftentimes I tell people that no addiction starts like an addiction. Sometimes it's just a bit to catch some fun online, distract yourself, explore new ways of making love, but alas, it becomes uncontrollable, it becomes compulsive, and the appetite for bizarre sexual practices becomes repeated consistently. Now, unknown to many of us who are hooked on pornography, the goal of porn is never to teach better sex. The goal of porn is to sell sex, distort your mind, and breed comparison. Now, in 1986, the Attorney General Commission on Pornography defines pornography as any material that is predominantly sexually explicit and intended primarily for the purpose of sexual arousal. So if all you want is mere sexual arousal, then something is wrong. Because porn is a jealous lover who cannot stand a rival and will never stop until it consumes every rival and ultimately consumes the new lover. So here are the critical questions you want to answer. Do you want your wife consumed, and do you want to be consumed? Because the most important sex organ we have is not a penis, it's not a genital. The most important sex organ you have is your mind. Now, Here are a couple of facts about porn and what porn does to you. One, porn destroys moral thinking and waters down your value. Two, it reduces women to commodity that must be displayed for sale and a hole that must be penetrated at all costs. Porn desensitizes people to rape as a criminal offense. Porn encourages a desire for increasingly deviant materialism. Matter of fact, there is some form of porn called violent porn. In marriage, porn can bring conflict, suffering, or sexual dissatisfaction, especially when you already hooked on pornography or masturbation. Porn attacks the dignity of men and women created in God's image. It distorts God's gift of sex, which should be shared, you know, within an acceptable boundary. It creates a comparison-based mentality and a performance-based sexuality. It can lead to guilt, decrease self-concept, because many people now begin to look down on themselves, especially if you feel some penis bigger than yours. Porn can breed obsessive thinking, and it could lead to chronic addictions, another form of addiction. As a matter of fact, if you're spiritual, it can destroy your spiritual life and open you up to all kinds of infiltration. You see, porn is a foreigner of nudes, which has totally destroyed a lot of men. Now, you see, porn is often your refuge city that keeps you temporarily safe from the bigger thing you're running away from. So, at this juncture, what are you running away from and why are you running into porn? Now, there are a couple of effects of pornography. One can be low self-esteem. It always leaves emptiness because you want some more. It can lead to disgrace and distrust, especially we've seen people lately who have sent the nudes and the nudes have made it online. Many of them did not recover. Porn can lead to stagnancy, self-sabotaging patterns. It can expose you to unnatural behavior. Sometimes a lot of people become depressed and maybe broken relationship with God and some other form of addiction. You see, who must you make peace with that was a victim of your season of pain? Because in our season of addiction, many of us have hurt people. Is it your spouse? Is it yourself? Is it even God? Or is there a girl somewhere that you have hurt in your season of pain? Now, I want you to know today that there is a pattern to how you do what you do. And that's why, for you to overcome pornography, you can actually send me a mail, praiseforwardware@gmail.com, or, you know, find a way to reach me on every social media platform that I belong, and I can analyze what you're going through. But if you look at what you do is not the problem. There is a pain and there's a trigger. So you want to check and build your flowchart and figure out what happens before you get into that habit and what must happen for that habit to happen. Then what must happen for the habit to happen. If you build a flowchart like that, you will really see the real problem. The real problem might be loneliness, it might be pain, it might be trauma that you're trying to avoid, but it's always there. So if you want to break free, here are a couple of questions that can help you. Who are you? Can you pause right now and attempt to write down who you truly are? I mean your most significant other. Number two, where do you want to go with your life? Can you answer that question? Next, who do you want to become? Next question, what will happen if you arrive safely in your predetermined destination? Right. Next question, how will this habit stop the most important version of you? Can you pause and think through it and pour your mind down on paper? Next, who must you align with henceforth, right? And next, what decision must you take now to show your solidarity to where you actually want to go? Let me tell you, what you are doing is a pointer to the destination you are headed. I want you to visualize the end and see what you overcame to get to your final destination. Look at you in your final destination, your most significant other, enjoying your life and looking back at what you overcame to get to that. How does that make you feel? Next, What pain exists in you that you are yet to heal from? You need to pay attention to that and maybe go through therapy. I want you to visualize a new you without that addiction, going through a whole day, a whole week, a whole month, and a whole year without that addiction. Now, who will you open up to henceforth that can hold you accountable? Now, every habit you have been through has a higher purpose. Now, that higher purpose could be a path you need to take so that you can bring healing to many more people. And that's why, don't waste your pain, you need to channel it. Don't forget, pornography is a jealous lover like every other addiction. They can't stand a rival. They will never stop until you consume and until they consume every rival, including you. Choose your spouse over your addiction and you will be glad that you did. I look forward to seeing you again next time to continue the series on common mistakes married men make. Should you be in danger or in crisis and you want me to coach you or sit with you, feel free to reach me on Instagram, on Facebook, or you can send a mail to me. You know what? I am here for you. I have been through some form of pain and I know what it is to break free, and I'm here to assist you master your wellness. Till we see again, keep loving, keep living, share this, spread the message, invite your friends. So keep it a date with me on Family Engineering with Praise for Woe. Hi, honor you.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2348108571139.